Leaders and healers, gamers and claimers, ladies and gentlemen from around the universe, from around the globe, from around the community, welcome to the Power, Purpose, and Passion Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Cheem, speaker, life coach, author, trainer, musician, singer, songwriter, podcast host, friend to you, live on the podcast, wanting so badly with so much hunger and joy to give you the best of what I've learned in this world, this lifetime, and every book and every seminar, every experience and every audio, everything I've learned to give to you so I can enlighten and enhance your life so you can claim your power, clarify your purpose, and cultivate your deepest, widest, and highest passions possible, ultimately inspiring others to do the exact same, because that's what it's all about. Not just upgrading ourselves, but upgrade ourselves so we can upgrade other people's lives. That's where the meaning and fulfillment truly comes, when you take everything that you've learned, everything you've earned, and then you then return those things to the people around you through dialogue, through communication, through, you know, we live in a technological world, through Facebook, through, we can use these powerful platforms like social media to change and enhance the world. So that's why I'm doing it. I know why Cam is doing it too. He's a power partner in crime here on the Power, Purpose, and Passion Podcast, helping me out to spread the news of good news, great news, powerful news to the world, and so you can live. So I can hear more about your story, about how you're taking what you're learning on this podcast and applying it to your life and how it's affected your life. So thank you for joining us on this podcast. It is an absolute pleasure. So thank you. Woo, all in one breath. What's going on, Cam? How you doing, man?
Doing very, very well.
Good.
Excellent. From the outside perspective, doesn't seem so well. A lot of things happen in my life and they look bad, but for some reason I still have this feeling that everything is happening in a necessary way. This has to happen like this. And it's just, you look at your past, I'm sure everybody watching has had that experience where they think to themselves, you know, if this terrible, awful thing that felt so bad at the moment, felt like it would never end in the moment, didn't happen, then I wouldn't be here. And so I'm kind of thankful for that, you know? So I remain in that mentality through every trial and tribulation in my life. I try to. Not perfect, but I try to. But yeah, I'm doing very, very well, and I'm excited for today's show. It has been a while since we've got on, so I'm excited to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, you know what? I do miss doing it more often, every day, at least 3-4 times a week. It's just with a few personal challenges in my life, I need to kind of prioritize and adhere to those demands. And once those demands are done, then we're back on the show consistently. But today's show is the how to make powerful decisions. And the reason why I want to talk about decision making is, and then making better choices, because no matter what's happening in your life, whether it be, you know, a personal challenge, a professional challenge, a loss of a job, a loss of a friend or a family member, which could be devastating, of course, loss of money, a loss of a house, whatever it might be, a loss of a limb. And as funny as that may sound, it could mean anything: grief, loss, hurt, suffering, pain, whatever it is you're going through. How do you climb out of that and begin to extract what those lessons from that challenge and elevate your life and make better decisions based on that? Because what I've discovered in my own journey and really contemplating about making powerful decisions is this: there are three parts to decision making, and what I've discovered is this: is before you make an important decision, any important decision, whether it be what you put in your mouth as you eat, you're about to eat it because you're emotionally stressed or fearful or exhausted, is never make an important decision when you are in a lousy state or you're tired or exhausted or you're stressed out. That's one of the worst times to make a powerful decision, because most of the time you'll make a decision out of fear, not on a decision out of centeredness or power or certainty. Because let's face it, you make a decision out of fear, it's usually the wrong decision. And for the people that are emotional eaters or emotional drinkers or need to get off the grid and just watch 8 hours of Netflix and binge it, and they go, wow, why did I do that? So I can tell you that just for me, I never make it a very important decision when I'm actually in a tired, exhausted state or a fearful state. And that takes awareness, because that's a decision too. when you're fearful, when you're exhausted, you're like, oh, I know, I need to make an important decision. But make the decision prior to it and say, I will not make important decisions when I'm tired, exhausted, or I'm frustrated, or whatever it might be, because you're usually going to make the wrong decision. It'll just be like an impulsive, compulsive decision, and I can tell you that's going to be very, very going to help you, and it's helped me make money decisions, business decisions, personal decisions, whatever it might be. So the first part of it is, make sure you're in a powerful state, either in a centered state, a powerful state, a feeling of sort of energized state. Not too energized, too anxious and too energized, because you actually might make a bad decision based on that too, because you might be too energized and then buy something at the store or buy something you really didn't want, but because you're in an excited state, out of that state, you'll make a bad decision too. So you got to be in a very resourceful, centered, mindful state to make powerful decisions. That's the first part. And the next part is this. Ask yourself this question before you make this decision. What is my outcome? Whatever powerful decision you're going to make, whether it be investing in this particular stock, or investing in real estate, or, you know, going on a certain diet, or choosing this boy or this girl over this person. You got five people to choose from in terms of starting a relationship. Which one? What is my outcome? And then answer those questions and deliberately, and then write those outcomes down, and make sure the decision you make is in line with the outcome that you're after. And then the third and final part of making powerful decisions, I've discovered anyway, is this particular decision I'm about to make in line with who I am, what I want, and what I value? Is this particular decision in line with who I am, what I want, and what I value? That's a very good question, because oftentimes when we ask ourselves that question of, is this in line with who I am, what I want, what I value? Sometimes we go, actually, it's not. It may not be what you value most. It may not be a part of who you are, a part of your identity. It may not be what you truly, truly want and desire long-term. Because a lot of people will make short-term sacrifices for long-term gain, and other people will take long-term sacrifices for short-term gain. So those are the three things, and I wanted to sort of review them quickly, and then I'll get your insight too, Cam, as to your experience with making powerful decisions and making important decisions. Again, notice the state that you're in before you make the decision. If you're in a tired, exhausted, frustrated, fearful, stressed state, you're probably not going to be able to make the right decision. Number two, know your outcome first. And then number three, ask yourself the question, is this decision aligned with who I am, what I want, and what I value? What do you think, Cam? Where in your life has that, you know, making important decisions, how has that affected your life?
Yeah, I've noticed it. It's a huge thing where your mood affects your decisions. Your mood doesn't only affect your decisions, it almost affects your opinion on things and mm-hmm. your total outlook in life. So as an example, I write music, and I'm currently working on a really happy song. it's a very it's a happy sort of song talking about life and following your heart and intuition and going with the flow and being yourself, expressing yourself, blah, blah, blah. But I found myself really, really stressed at one point. And there was a fight going on, not with me, but I was exposed to just extremely negative, toxic people. And coming out of that, it's just I was shook, and I was skating home, and I was thinking about my song that I was working on. I was like, what am I going to do when I get home? Oh, I'll work on music. And then I thought of that song, and I was like, gross. I, for some reason, from that mood of stress, from that place of just, you know, stress, I thought of that song, and all of a sudden it appeared nasty to me. Song isn't appealing whatsoever, because it didn't match my mood. And so, I mean, now I'm chill and I'm excited to work on that song. But it just goes to show, it will change your taste in music, your mood. It's so unbelievably important. And I think what you said earlier, making realizing whether or not it's a decision out of fear, is extremely important as well. Yeah. And I think, because many times we think we're making decisions, we think we're reaching from something, but usually we're running from something. Like for a while, I'll be totally transparent here. I wanted to purchase a van and go traveling down to the United States so I can, you know, get away from Canadian winter. But then I thought back to the winter of 2017, 2018, where I didn't care what the weather was like outside because I had a purpose. I was working on things. I was creating things indoors. I remember on one given week, I was inside all week, but there was no amount of depression, no amount of sadness, no amount of loneliness, no amount of whatever, because I had a purpose. And I realized that I'm not running from winter. I'm sort of trying to avoid the obvious reality that I need to have a purpose that drives me. You know, I need to have, I just need to have that drive because that's what gets me through the winter. Not only does it get me through the winter, it makes winter more exciting than summer.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what season it is. So that's clarity that I realized. I thought I was reaching for this van life. I thought I was reaching for traveling and all this stuff, but no, I was running away. Mm-hmm. So, and that's something I realized for myself. So I would just, you know, tell people to take a look at their lives, take a look at their intentions, their decisions. And like you said, why are you making this decision? Because you would be surprised and you might not even want to admit it to yourself. So you have to be willing to be wrong, to say, oh, wow, that's not why I want this. Wow, okay, that changes everything, because it will change everything. You have to be open to change. I'm lucky because I'm young. Young people are just more flexible for the most part, but it doesn't mean it's impossible for anybody, you know?
Yeah.
So that's all I have to say.
No, you know, and again, the reason why I talked about state and mood as being the first part you should think about is in being aware of is if you are an emotional eater, what state are you in when you're eating foods that aren't healthy for you? You're in a lousy, chaotic, stressed, fearful state, and you're about to make a decision based out of that. But if you're in a powerful, centered, determined state, you're not going to reach for those high caloric foods, right? But if you're in a fearful, oh, I'm tired, I've had a rough day at work, and your brain's thinking about the rewards that food's going to give you, you're already done. So being able to be aware of the state that you're in and then being able to break that pattern, that is one of the hardest things to do. But I can tell you, it's one of the most powerful strategic approaches for peak performers across the board. Their ability to change their state from an unresourceful state to a powerful, resourceful state in a moment. That is one of we're all human. We all have 24 hours a day. We're all given gifts. We're all given talents. We're all in this day and age, we're given the same resources and information on the internet you know what I'm saying? Someone in China or in Africa or Australia has access to the same information that I do. And one of the underlying approaches that I teach about peak performance is that, and peak performance doesn't necessarily mean just, you know, sports or athletics. It really means about a peak performer as a employee or an employer, a peak performer as an athlete, peak performer as a writer, and being able to activate those peak states so you can make peak decisions is basically what I'm coming down to. And then the next two parts of that is being able to know what is my outcome as I'm making a decision. Is the decision I'm about to make aligned with the outcome? And is this decision aligned with who I am, what I value, and what I really, really want? So I had a comment on Instagram. So Mary, if you're still there, Pick78, the typing movement is distracting. Sorry, I just read that now. I'm not sure what you're referring to. My bad if there was some... Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. Sounds good. Thanks for making that comment. And thank you. But yeah, powerful decisions, you know, it really comes down to making better decisions, right? But what gets us not to make better, like we know when we're about to make a goal, we're like, I'm going to lose 10 pounds. I'm going to lose 20 pounds. Like, all right, I made the decision to go on a journey. That's my goal, lose 20 pounds. But then the day happens, you get stressed and you're in a crappy state or tired or exhausted. And then you end up making a bad decision, knowing full well, deep down, unconsciously, or even consciously, you might go, I know eating this food is not the best thing for me, but I'm making that decision out of that crappy state. So one of the ways to actually counteract that is put yourself in a powerful state. Again, we've talked about this before on many different shows. It is Tony Robbins 101 is the triad, the physiology, focus, and language. Change how you're breathing, change how you're moving your body, change what you're focusing on, and change what you're saying to yourself. You wouldn't believe how many times where I was in a lousy state and I would repeat a mantra or an affirmation or an incantation 50 times. And all of a sudden, by repeating that source, that phrase, like, I am strong now, I am strong, and doing that 50 times, and it sounds stupid, but if you repeat that 50 times with total conviction, it changes your state, therefore how you see life. I mean, there were times when I was writing my book and I'd go, oh, I'm tired, I get home. I had every intention of writing that book, but I came home tired and I'm about to turn on the TV. I noticed my awareness going, is this part of, what is your outcome here? To watch TV or to finish your book? I'm like, no, it's not. And I realized what state I was in. I was like in a tired state. And I said, is this aligned with who I am, what I want, what I value? I'm like, no, it's not. And what was the first rule? I got up, I did some power breathing. I changed my physiology, changed my focus, changed my language. And then all of a sudden, within seconds, I was in this peak state and I was drawn to make the decision based on what I really wanted, what I valued, and who I was in that moment, which is to finish my book, the outcome I was after. So those are very, very important tools for you guys that are making decisions every day. And we're making decisions every moment. It's those powerful decisions, those small decisions too, that lead to those big outcomes. So to your continued upgrade and evolution, you guys, hopefully the decision to listen to this podcast is a powerful decision too as well. Sometimes you're in a crappy mood and you don't want to listen to anybody. This would be the perfect time to listen to a podcast like this. Or, you know, a lot of people will be in a lousy state and they don't want to talk to anybody. That's particularly the time when you want to reach out to somebody and talk to them. Or you're tired, you get home and you had every intention of going to the gym and working out. Well, put yourself in a peak state. Ask yourself, what is my outcome? Is this aligned with who I am, what I want, and what I value? And I promise, from those questions, from that awareness, from changing and breaking those debilitating patterns and putting yourself in peak states, you'll make better decisions. So, ladies and gentlemen, leaders and healers, gamers and claimers, thank you for joining us on this podcast. It is an absolute pleasure and a privilege to be a part of your life, to coach you, to love you, to provide for you. I know Cam feels the exact same way. And to your continued upgrade and evolution, live it up with power, purpose, and passion. God bless you guys. We'll see you next time.